Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. I thank God. Amen. For our speaker on today.
Amen.
Amen. Serving us by vice prelate. Amen. Not only that, but my brother in Christ.
Yes.
Amen. My eating buddy, my fishing buddy. Praise the Lord. I certainly thank God. Amen. For him. Amen. He's not a stranger in these parts. Amen. He's a man of God, no doubt. Lord, many of you have heard him, and perhaps some of you haven't. Amen. But you will hear him today as he preached under the anointing and the power of the Holy Ghost. Will you stand with me, please? Amen. As I present to you and introduce others this time, our very own, Sister Rosa. Give God a hand, praise.
Football coach, and I did not recognize that man. And if he hadn't opened his mouth and said something, I just thought it was a very old man. But when he saw me, he said, "No." I said, "Please don't put me out." I was not a very good person in high school. I had fun. I wasn't worshiping the Lord, wasn't trying to. What I wanted to do was become a professional running back, and I was on my way. And like I say to many, but God knows what is best for you.
Yeah.
And he sure changed and altered that plan in a mighty good way. Can we say amen?
Amen.
I want to put some work in right now, and I want to let you go home. The Lord was dealing with me and twice changed the message since I've been here. And I was like, Lord, don't. When I was younger, I didn't mind that. This is my laptop today. I've gone back. I sent my assistant pastor running to the car. I used to write out my messages. I don't know about you all, but I was taught to write them out.
Yes.
And so this morning, afternoon rather, the Lord's put something in my spirit, and I want you to receive it and then apply it.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I got to do something real quick.
How are you doing?
The chairman had to rebuke me last time. We were in a service, you were preaching. We were at a wonderful service at Pastor Eater's. He was sitting there. I walked in, but you were in the middle of your word, and I was trained to go and sit down. He turned around to say hello to me, and I just kept on going. Because I'm like, no, I'm not going to have him say something to me. That's what I told him. He ain't going to say something to me. I'm going to sit down and hear the word. And then after, he came and said to me, basically, blase, blah, 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 blah. And I said, blah, blah, blah. So I made right today. Can we say amen?
Amen.
I love Brother Chairman to all of you in your respective places. Men and women. Men and women.
Amen.
Men and women.
Amen.
We've come from a place where that wasn't that.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
I'm just grateful that my mind knows better. Bringing me to where I want to be today. I want to thank God for my wife.
Yes.
And I ask that you pray for us. God is good.
Yes.
I'm looking for a miracle.
Yes.
God is good.
Yes.
I'm accepting it beforehand.
Yes.
God is good.
Yes.
I won't move till he does what he says he knows how to do. He's a healer.
Yes, he is. Yes,
quickly.
Yes.
He can do a work
that
will take man forever. Hear me, I'm speaking myself into a better place.
All right.
It's hard for me today, but I'm speaking myself into a better place. Amen? I'm being honest that as a preacher, sometimes it's hard. Today, it's hard. But I refuse to let the enemy have victory. Because greater is he that's within me and he that's in this world. And according to the word of God in the book of Acts, the 2nd chapter, verses 1 and 4, will be my latter reading. The first reading will come from 2nd Chronicles 7:14. I ask that you pray for me. To all of you, I ask that you pray for me. It's good to see you. And then I'm hearing bingo or something. Is that you playing bingo? Is that your word game? Not you? Okay. My wife attacks my auntie across in North Carolina. They had 2 and 3 in the morning playing bingo. I'm like, what is that? And they're word game because they're competitive. Amen. She will not be beat. I said, but do that on your time. I'm tired. I thought I heard a familiar bling. I know that noise. Pray with me. Amen. Some things make me anxious. Rise to your feet for the reading of the Word of God. I too had a good time with my brother and sister last night. I liked it because they didn't stop me from eating. 2 Chronicles 7:14, and it reads as follows, and I ask Pastor Richardson to read it loudly.
2 Chronicles 7:14.
Use a bigger voice than that.
2 Chronicles 7:14, and it reads,
If my people,
who are called by my name, humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, and will forgive their sin, and heal their land.
Say it, Lord, heal my land.
Lord, heal my land.
You're not hearing me. Say it, Lord, heal my land.
Lord, heal my land.
The book of Acts, the 2nd chapter. Verses 1 and 4.
Acts 2nd chapter, verse 1. When the day of Pentecost arrived, they were all together in one place. Verse 4. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit.
Filled.
And began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance.
Through 4. 1 through 4.
Okay.
1 through 4.
Verse 2. And suddenly there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind. And it filled the entire house.
Entirety.
Where they were sitting.
Yes.
Verse 3. And divided tongues as of fire appeared to them and rest on each of them.
And verse 4,
and they were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance.
Share with your neighbor, it's time to turn the corner. Say with conviction, it's time to turn the corner. You may be seated in God's presence. 2 Chronicles, what we were reading, states that King Solomon had finished the house of the Lord, the king's house. He's taking time to do God's work first. Making sure, just for the reader, that what's God's is taken care of upfront. Something tells me he had an understanding of what God does when you do right by him first. I'm preaching hard already. Because if we be the saints of God we call ourselves to be,
watch it,
God's house should always come first.
Yeah. Well, watch it.
Understand God's house. A lot of folk, when I was coming up in church, thought that every moment of the hour of the day would be spent, especially on a Sunday, in the temple.
Right.
But that did you no good if there was no temple in you.
Well,
there needs to be an understanding that God is very much so, and he's very passionately in love with you. He's in love with his creation, and he gave it a name, and that's the name that you carry.
All right.
He didn't make a mistake when he gave you one less toe.
All right. Well,
did not make a mistake when he gave you a challenge of height, or gave you girth that gave others heartache. You're not hearing me. If you say the God that you serve is your master, and he's a master planner, and in him there is no failure, then what you're really saying is that whatever he's done with you is perfect in the sight of God.
Right.
Take care of my house. I'll take care of you.
Yeah.
All right.
Find in your spirit the understanding, I feel you, Holy Ghost. The necessity and the gravity and the need and the desire to make his house first and foremost.
Right.
Allow the enemy to know that before I move, I seek a direction. Let the enemy know I don't do things without my father's permission.
Right.
I'm helping someone already.
Right.
Remind the enemy I have a creator, and I am his creation, and what he's created, he says, is perfect.
Yeah.
Stay your hand from my mind. Stand up to the enemy and remind him I am the house that God is building. All the windows ain't in yet, but he's building me. All the doors don't quite shut right, but it's a work in progress. And I'm not going to be told by no demon who I am in the kingdom of God. No saint, no demon, no hellhound's going to tell me who I am. Because unless God sends me a memo, I'm still who I am. I am who I am, and that's all that I am, says Stephen the saved man.
All right.
You Popeye, you know what I'd be talking about.
Yes.
Y'all ought to know I love cartoons. Come by the church sometime and you'll hear about the Marvels. The legends of Marvels. We are what legends are made of.
Yes.
Do you not know when God created you, he created you to torment Satan with the very essence of your being, with the very walk that you walk and the talk that you talk? You cause hell to tremble when you wake up in the morning, because Satan knows you're about to do something, and he's doing all he can do to stop you. If I can give you a headache, I've done my job. If I can make the cat knock over your cup, and you shouldn't have them in the house like that anyhow, but if anyhow you have one, and you knock over your cup, don't you let that start your day off wrong. Sweep up that coffee, pick up that cup, make you another one, say, and to God be the glory. We need to stop letting the enemy have so much announcement in our lives. I wish y'all would help me preach, because I'm almost done. I feel the presence of God trying to remind somebody that in the book of Chronicles, and I'm still on the first, or rather the 11th verse, he said that my house be made whole first.
Yes. Yes.
And I can handle the rest of your business secondly.
Come on, sir.
All right.
You haven't failed.
Yes.
You're not a failure.
Yes.
It's just not come through yet.
That's right.
Yes. All right.
Well, all right.
I wish I had someone here who would help me have church today. Let me just break something to you. I'm an old school preacher, so get ready for an old school type preaching. I love every kind of preacher. I love preachers that sit down and take the hermeneutic to its best. I love every style. But I'm just not that one. When he saved me, he saved a special one. See, some of you don't know, but you carry the volume of the book in you for a special reason. And no one can bring the volume through like you can. Some of you can sing the volume. Y'all ain't gonna help me in here.
Yes, yes.
Some of you can completely go down and read the volume. Y'all ain't helping me in here. We have been made expressly to torment Satan in all of his being. And we are not fulfilling our call. So verse 12, I need you to help me here. You'll know when the wagon's running. Verse 12, we find God is pleased with Solomon.
Uh-huh.
Reverend God is pleased with him.
Yeah.
Right. He recognizes Solomon did my job.
Uh-huh. Yes.
He did me one good solid.
Yeah.
He created this house.
All right.
Well.
And there's none like it.
None.
Y'all ain't gonna help me in here.
Yes.
He took this house, Bishop, and he did with it like none could do.
Yes.
To where they were coming from everywhere to want to see this house.
Yes.
Can I help you?
Yes.
They're coming to see this house.
All right.
Y'all ain't gonna help me in here.
Yes.
There is a spiritual warfare going on. Because it doesn't want you to be completed. Because
right.
A completed you better help me in here.
Yes.
A completed you causes him much havoc.
Much havoc. Much havoc.
Yes.
A completed you has a completed praise.
Yes.
Y'all ain't gonna hear me.
Yes.
A completed you has a completed worship.
Yes.
I worship him in spirit and in
truth.
So if I truthfully know who I am, then I worship him as I should. As under the spirit of the Lord. For the spirit of the Lord, there's power. Come to wreck somebody's house here tonight because you're living underneath your privilege. You're living underneath who you are. You are a hell wrecker. You are. Let me do something for my sister here. I'll try to stand here as good as I can. I don't want to get scolded. I'm going to stand right here. It's, y'all ain't going to help me here. I'm going to do my excitement from behind you because they're doing something out here. Amen? But I'm fighting to run. I'm fighting to jump. I'm fighting to shout. I feel like something in here needs to know. I find that God isn't pleased with how we are representing him lately. He's not sure if you're who you said you are. You said you were called by him. And you said you worshiped him. You said you glorify him. You said that there is no weapon, y'all ain't gonna help me, that can come against me. And yet every time I see you, you're singing the blues. Every time I see you, you're crying. You down, and I'm afraid to call you for testimony because all I know, I'm gonna hear about Satan and all his friends. And when it's all over, I ain't gonna hear once about Jesus the Redeemer. Y'all ain't gonna like me today, but I don't care. I was sitting in my seat and I told the Lord, I'm tired of just being nice. I'm tired of trying to be a certain way. I'm trying to fit in with the brethren. I'm not like the brethren, I'm like me. I am who I am. I told you I'm Stephen, the same man. And so we find here then that God was pleased in Solomon's understanding. I've done a good work. Y'all ain't gonna like me, but it's okay. I'll hold on to the thing. Y'all ain't gonna like me, but it's okay. I heard the Lord say, when I saved you, you were a wreck. When I saved you, you didn't have but two pennies in your pocket. When I saved you, you was putting cardboard in your shoes. And you was shining your pants till they got shiny. Ironing and they was getting shiny. Folks thought you were going to the disco because they were so shiny. But guess what? But you put them bad boys on and said, "Where I'm going to the house of the Lord." Why? Because I know who saved me. I know who's keeping me. I know who's healing. I know who's delivering. I'd rather wear shiny pants than wear corduroys and look. I told someone one time when I was trying to find how to build this house. I said, "I don't have much." He said, "But what you have, bring it." In other words, it ain't about what you're wearing, brother. It's about what you're wearing. It's what's inside. And let me help someone in here. Someone said, "Well, preacher, how can you preach about that kind of stuff?" And I look up there and you bling-blinging. Can I tell you something? I'm toned down. Because I got saved. God, y'all help me. You ain't talking about no 2 chains. I had so much. I think that's what messed up my neck now. I went around with all them chains. And I'm going to tell you what they used to tell you. Now, brother man was built. I was a big brother. I had big muscles and stuff. So I had chains in the caverns and all. Y'all ain't going to help me in here. And I just thought I was all of that. And I made sure I ate my Cheerios. I made sure I hit that iron. I made sure. And then one day, something got a hold to me. The Lord said, "If you'll build my house, I'll take care of yours." Grab that. As I read, he said, when we're real with God, he'll sanctify you. He can't sanctify a mess.
Right.
He can't sanctify something that's not pure to him. Someone say, "But what?" But he has to sanctify. You can't sanctify yourself. You can put yourself in a place to be sanctified. I wish I had a witness in here. I found the presence of the Lord, and the presence of the Lord began to manipulate my life. It began to remind me of who he was, opposed to who I thought I was. You see, when you really find God, you're not afraid for God to take some things off.
All right. Come on now.
So I had to take a whole lot of my jewelry off. I didn't get rid of it. I still got it. I just wear it in increments. I wish I had a witness in here. I've learned how to do things in the Lord. You know, this is something else God was showing me. He said, when my house was built, it was built ornate. It was beautiful in all that it was. And I started trying to get an understanding, and God said, because you were beautifully made in all that you are. You think you look one way when God sees you another. I'm going to help someone right here. Are you ready? I don't care what demon whispered in your ear. I don't care what devil pulled up to your house. I don't care who it was that tried to tell you who you weren't. You better get back up on the right foot. I feel a James Brown in my feet right about now. But you better get up on the right foot. And you better let somebody know. I know who I was. I know who I am. But I also know who I'm trying to become. I'm not through yet. God's not through yet. God's not through yet. He's still working on me. I find the wheel in my spirit, and it's turning more and more. The closer I get to God, the more sanctified I feel. The closer I get to God, the bolder I get. The closer I get to God, the stronger I stand. One thing I know, you didn't hire me. You can't fire me. Y'all better get right with God. And he says, "Solomon, thou hast done good." Solomon, look what you've done. Solomon, the wondrous work that you let my hands do. Not Solomon. God through Solomon. And God through Solomon created an edifice that no one can match. I come to remind you today. Thank you for the reminder. I'm almost done. I come to remind you today that you are the gem that someone's looking for.
Amen.
That's right.
Catch that. You are the gem that somebody's looking for. Because there's a word in you that shall deliver them. And the hell you're going through is sharpening you up. Because you got one chance to help somebody get to eternity. See, we think it's all about the pulpit. We think it's all about singing. We think it's all... No, it's your one-on-one conversation with somebody.
Yes, sir.
I love Slurpees. Don't tell my wife. I love a good Slurpee. Good cherry Slurpee. I see the little nuggets. Just frosty. And the straw goes in and get a little one-time swirl. And as I inhale, because I've learned the quality of a good Slurpee. And I know it should come up, but so fast. Because if it shums up in my mouth, that's done. If I got to suck till my jaws are coming out, that's done. It's the quality of the granule in the ice and the perfection of the syrup and how often it's being chimed in.
That's right.
The syrup machine.
That's right.
All
right.
Are you a good tasting Slurpee?
Watch it.
Watch it.
Have you let him swirl you in the machine long enough?
All right.
Have you let him season you with anointing?
Yes, yes.
And with sacrifice. So that when he puts the straw into your soul, it's a sweet savor. And he did. That's my child. That's my baby. And it took them losing something special to get to where they're at. Saints, you've got to sacrifice to gain eternal glory. And I don't know about you, but it don't make me no difference. I've learned. I'm not here to entertain folks. Some folks gonna go into their phones. Some folks gonna go into La La Land, and that's okay. Someone say that's okay.
That's okay.
Say it. That's okay.
That's okay.
Because the reality is, someone came for something, and they're getting it. Let me bring us home so we can all get there and possibly go buy 7-Eleven.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
I wish I had brought me some coupons.
Yes!
I wish I had bought some Slurpee coupons.
You better watch it!
Come on!
In 17 and 18, God chooses to establish his kingdom with us! He says, but I got to do something if I'm going to do this for them. Thus, the closing of the message in the book of Acts. There's something you've got to have for this house not to crumble.
All right.
Come on, somebody. There's something you've got to have for you to stand the test of time. There's an inner being you must take, and it must grab a hold to you, and you must grab a hold to it. And I know it to be called the power of the Holy Ghost. We don't talk about the Holy Ghost no more because they say that's no. You scared the people away with that. I'm not trying to scare nobody away. I'm trying to tell you what you need to make it in this journey. I know that in the book of Acts it speaks of a power that only he can give us. You've got to lay before him. Tell him, your house, Lord. What you need to move for it to move in, do it. Sometimes some folk spoke one time and never spoke again. Well, I challenge you to do it again and again and again. You don't have to do it in public. You can do it in the privacy of your car, the privacy of your home. Sometimes we make the Holy Ghost some big, like a banner. If you know what it takes to get the Holy Ghost, it ain't a banner. It's blood bought. It comes through the blood of Jesus. I come to remind someone as I get ready to close that he had an understanding that if you build my house, Solomon, I'll step in and begin to work with you. But then he comes to us and he goes way ahead and he says, but these that are coming, y'all ain't gonna help me. These new folks that are coming, they're coming with an understanding that I'm not just here to play games anymore, but I'm coming to do business. If it were my mind, I would say to the Lord, here I am. Feel me again. Feel me again. Over and over and over again. I need you, Lord, to renew in me a clean heart and a right spirit. Why? I don't want to sin against you, O Lord. But dear God, here I am. Dear God, here I stand. Dear Savior, have mercy on me. I want to walk right. I want to talk right. I want to be right. Help me, Lord, that I can be saved like you want me to be. Help me walk like you want me to walk. Help me talk like you want me to talk. But more than that, let me be sanctified for your use. Let me be holy. Why? Let me be holy for thou art holy. Someone tell the Lord thank you. Someone tell him thank you. I know who he is. He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He is my soon coming Messiah. I don't care what no one says. I won't quit on God. Someone tell him thank you. Someone tell him thank you. The personification of who God is stands in the building of the temple. We can't build this temple unless we allow him to use us. No more going to church just to go.
All right.
No more showing up just to show up. Help the preacher by coming ready to worship and praise. Come in with an offering of thanksgiving. With praise on your mouth. Come to the Father and present yourself. Lord, I'm here. You haven't struck me down yet. So I'm here. Until you kick me out, I'll come through the back gate. But I'm coming to the house because I need to be sanctified again. And until I turn that corner, it can't happen. I'm getting ready to close and I want you to hear something. Bishop, Pastor Zach, all you men and women of God, that pastor, ma'am, all of you. God showed me the strength of a lion. And I saw what true strength was. I saw the muscles ripping across his chest, his shoulders broad, standing in majesty. I said, Pastor Rita, what is that? What is that? This is the lion. Say it again. And I'm sending them to the shepherds of the houses. Because with all they have to do to deal with folks that come in and they're like, preach me happy.
Yeah.
Preach yourself happy.
Well,
what you gonna do today to make me shout? Nothing.
Come on.
You better hit a right note today. If I hit 12 wrong ones, oh well. He said, I'm gonna free the shepherds to rise up in their pulpits and to declare my justice. Because there are a people who want it, but they're afraid to ask for it. Because like that kid in school, oh God, I hope he don't raise his hand again. Anyone have a question? Shut up, but you better not say nothing. You're done. Gotta go. We had one of those in my Bible class. And we had one of those I would say his name, but he knows him real well. Reader knows him really good. He could not stop asking questions. We'd be like, 10:30, we want to go home. And he would open up his mouth, I got another one. Oh, that we would ask questions of God. There is a lion coming to your house. Because he said, you've done it. And listen, move and let me do my work.
All right.
Yes.
You want growth? Let me do my work.
Yes.
You want faithfulness? Let me do my work. And speak what I tell you, and don't you hold your tongue.
Yes.
Because what you're saying of us from here is my word. And you are worthy of doing this, or he wouldn't have called you.
That's right.
So I empower you this evening.
Yes, sir.
Stand up in your pulpits.
Yes.
And love on the sheep.
Yes.
Love on them. And sometimes love comes by way of what? Rebuke.
All right.
To him whom he loves.
Chase.
I didn't say abuse.
All right.
There's a difference in abuse and chasing.
Yes.
And if you abuse them, trust me, downtown will see you on a court date. Because these folk don't play. They will have you on a court date. I'll come and I'll vouch for you, but I don't know how much that's going to do. They're going to say, he used to come through here before. I don't know. I ask that you turn the corner in your ministry, in our personal lives. Complete God's work that he can now rework the work in you. Can I be real? Would you do me a favor, sir? Would you stand by my sister Stephanie real quick? Stacy. Oh, more than that. There's a great word that the Lord put in her. She's powerful. She's faithful. She's consistent. And she likes to be the boss.
Yeah.
And God said, I can use those attributes for what I'm about to do.
Yes.
In that ministry.
Yes.
There is an ability of her and within her to teach.
Right.
Strong saints.
Yes.
People that won't quit. Don't you all as pastors wish you had them saints that just wouldn't quit?
Amen. Come on.
You would show up and they'd be sitting right there.
Yeah.
You'd be like, oh, thank God for mother. Or thank God for deacon. You didn't have to worry about it. You knew they were going to be there when you got there.
Right there. Right.
And you'd walk through and you could feel strength.
Yeah. Amen.
You have the ability to teach that. So I want my brother and my friend to lay his hand upon you. And I want you to know it's God saying, it's okay. You can do this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay because he'll give you the opportunity to.
Yes.
It's nothing you have to jump into. It's already there.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't, saints, never force God's hand.
That's right.
And never force what he's doing.
That's right.
Because he's going to do it on his time.
Yes.
Amen.
Right.
Put your hand on her shoulder. And I'm believing God.
Oh God.
That the corner is turning.
Yes.
And it's in you.
Yes.
And it's roaring.
Yes.
And when you open your mouth, anointing will come forth.
Thank you, Jesus.
And this is why I say this to you, because he's going to heal your home.
Thank you, Lord.
And strengthen it.
Yes.
And do with it what you didn't think would ever be done. He heard your prayer. He says, it's time for me to tell you audibly, I heard you, Stacy. Just get out of my way. I got this. Just keep building my house and I'll finish yours. Say it with me. Keep building God's house.
Keep building God's house.
And he'll finish hers. In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Come on, give God a hand. Yay! Turn the corners in your lives. And watch God do what he said he's going to do. Some of you want things that you think you can't have. Well, that means you don't know who your God is. Because if it's in the will of God, he'll give it to you. I know three pastors, my wife is my witness, who were given whole churches. One was for $1. And they gave him the deed, the land and everything. And he was, Bishop was probably 38. It's been a few years now. About 7-8 years now. And it's growing. Another pastor that I oversee found so much favor with the richest person in their community that the person came and said, I'm tired of you always trying to go rent from this one and rent from that one and rent from them. She lived here and across the street there is about 6-7 acres. She says, give me a blueprint and I'll build you a church right there. And they built her the church. Said, think big. So when she called me, what do? I said, girl, you start thinking real big. I said, just add classrooms and just do it right. And the woman gave her the property. And when they just had this last hurricane, it destroyed her house. But not the church. So she took a Sunday school room in the back until they could build her house and made her little cottage. Why? Because God was already providing. We can't sell God short anymore. Pastor Reedy, we came up from the time when you go lay hands on stuff. You just laid hands on, this is going to be mine. I remember I used to be embarrassed going to the stores with my aunties because they were real saved. Father, in the name of Jesus! Give me all the, up there, the glass doors. And I'd be like, oh my gosh, just go in. Just go in. And every sale, let it be mine. And you know what my pocketbook looks like. And they start putting stuff in. Why? They had faith in the God that they were serving that he was going to fulfill. And they would load up the baskets. The most embarrassed I ever got was at the Piggly Wiggly. And the alarm went off. Because Auntie got all her stuff for free. Because she was a 900-something customer or something. All I know is I was trying to get to the car. The only reason they took me was to load the car and unload it at home. But they wouldn't let me stay in the car. I'm coming with us. But what it did was it put in my mind what prayer can do. Stop playing with God and start putting him to work. I'm telling you, heaven is not broke. Heaven is not broke. I'm telling you, that property is going to be taken care of and it's going to blow you away because there ain't going to be no stress.
Hallelujah.
No stress. I'm going to say this to you as I take my seat. Don't put your banker's mind on. Put God's mind in work. There are people who will bless you if you allow them to. But you've got to give them something to work with. If they don't see nothing that's going anywhere, why would they want to invest in it? So we need to get back to the old ways, Brother Chairman, where God would just walk in and do miracles. I want you to walk in the door and someone just fall out speaking in tongues and you just keep on walking by like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Why? The anointing is in the place. And wherever the anointing is, God is.
Yes.
Stay anointed.
Yes.
Turn the corner.
Yes.
Be better than you ever were.
Yes.
As long as you're doing God's house first,
yes,
he'll take care of the rest.
Yes.
Be blessed.
Amen.